Okay, my name is Lieutenant Pete Such, spell it S-Z-U-E-C-H. My partner and I did the Wallace investigation. By the time we got called in, hey, it's not like I need to do any earth-shaking deductions, right? I mean, the Wallace mess comes at you like a hot dog at a ballpark, you know what I'm saying? The main rooms were like your standard artist loft, right? But then we go through a door that looks like a bookcase leads to a back room, right? Find out later it's what he called the Marilyn Room. And there's Marilyn Monroe stuff everywhere. Dresses, posters, furniture, jewelry, shoes, lipstick, you name it. But it's done up real artful, you know? I mean, I gotta admit, the place was friggin' beautiful the way he had it. Then we see Mr. Wallace floating in his cast iron Marilyn bath. Stone dead, drug OD. The coroner tells me later his lungs were full of water, too, because he kind of sunk down in the bath after he lost consciousness, right? But now he's back above water. Patrolman probably pulled him up. You're not supposed to do that, but it's a decent thing to do.
Stephen was always a very lonely child. I'll try to set up play dates with other little boys, and he would always find a way to avoid them. I guess he was more comfortable in his own little world. And the fact is, I was desperately lonely too, so it was nice to have him around. We used to sort of curl up on the couch together in the afternoon. I didn't know about his Maryland preoccupation until it was much too late. I guess a week or so before he passed away. Dick called me about it, angry, as always. But even as a boy, Stephen always loved playing dress-up. And you know, I always thought he would be an actor. He always loved any kind of costume. The more elaborate, the better. One summer, on Martha's Vineyard, the Village Tennis Club put on a talent show for the children. And Stephen announced that he was going to sing the Betty Boop song. You know, I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. Boop, boop, ba-doop. Ah, when the big night came, he was hilarious. The hit of the show. Really, everybody was talking about him. Oh, he had that tremendous singing voice, and the movements were perfect. He even made the little Betty Boop dress himself, with some help from the au pair. She was Norwegian.